During the meeting in Japan, the G7 leaders adopted a statement on Ukraine. We, the leaders of the G7, reaffirmed our commitment to stand together against Russia's illegal, unjustifiable, an unprovoked war of aggression against Ukraine. We condemn, in the strongest terms, Russia's manifest violation of the Charter of the United Nations, UN, and the impact of Russia's war on the rest of the world. 15 months of Russia's aggression has cost thousands of lives, inflicted immense suffering on the people of Ukraine, and imperiled access to food and energy for many of the world's most vulnerable people, reads G7 leaders' statement on Ukraine released on the website of the European Council. Moreover, the summit participants expressed their full sympathy and condolences to the Ukrainian people for their loss and suffering and saluted the Ukrainian people for their brave resistance. Our support for Ukraine will not waver. We will not tire in our commitment to mitigate the impact of Russia's illegal actions on the rest of the world, the G7 leaders underscored. As the summit participants stressed, today they are taking new steps to ensure that Russia's illegal aggression against the sovereign state of Ukraine fails and to support the Ukrainian people in their quest for a just peace rooted in respect for international law. In particular, G7 leaders renewed their commitment to provide the financial, humanitarian, military and diplomatic support Ukraine requires for as long as it takes. We are imposing further sanctions and measures to increase the costs to Russia and those who are supporting its war effort. And we are taking steps to support partners worldwide as they navigate the suffering caused by Russia's war, including through humanitarian assistance. We are also building on the success of our efforts to ensure that Russia is no longer able to weaponize the availability of energy against us and against the world, reads the statement. Bodin Marushiak.